This is the pre-show. This is the theme song. I don't know why. I'm just playing the theme song. Let's go.
Is this
all
you guys?
Because like, I don't know. This is in my head when I thought of the name. And I couldn't think of anything else.
I was gonna say you should pull up an AMV. I guarantee you, there's at least like 12.
There's
gotta be. Set to
this though. Yeah, set to
in the late aughts.
Yeah.
It's totally wrong, but
it's
whatever.
Set to like Azumanga Daioh or some shit. This doesn't even fit thematics. What are you doing?
Was half the reason submitting this so I could play Phoenix at an anime con? I don't know, but it's always been my dream to just do an indie rock anime con party room, really, so.
Next
party, party, party.
You could pull it off.
Just do Build the Spell or Payment for like the entire night. That'd be great. You know, these guys came up the same scene as Daft Punk, and they're friends with Daft Punk. Yeah, we can get started. Let's get to it. This is Listomania, everyone. We need to figure out what are the best anime in the last 5 years, and we need your suggestions. I started getting back into anime recently, and I need a primer for what are the best anime in the last 5 years. I need help.
Yeah, it's been
a lot of help.
Yeah, it's been quite a while since you've like really been in the anime game, really trying to digest what exactly out there is.
Is this a selfish panel idea? Yes. Is it a fun panel idea?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see. Will this be the last time we do this? We'll see.
You know, you got a new guy each time, and it's like, we need to figure out what we need. And we just need to curate a bunch of weirdos.
No, yeah. So, what are we going to do? What even is this? As I mentioned, we're going to try and suss out the five best anime of the last 5 years. Now, here are the rules here. This is what is eligible. Basically, anything that has aired a single episode within the eligibility time frame of January 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2022. And now, yes, movies do count, but they must be standalone and not a spinoff of a series. Now, all nominees must be readily available for anyone to watch here in the U.S. legally. If nominating something with multiple seasons, please nominate the entire thing. And that also goes back to our rule here about movies. If you're nominating something, just put the whole thing in. That'll make things much better. And of course, eligibility is up to our discretion. That's the most important rule here. Now, how are we going to determine this list? We need pitches from you. You will get 90 seconds to explain why your favorite should be included on this list. We will ask questions, we will deliberate, and we will rank your suggestions. This process will continue until we have 15 minutes left in the panel. Once we have 15 minutes in the panel, we will have final arguments for 10 seconds. And this will consist of 30 seconds for people to say why the list is wrong, why something should move up the list, and this will eventually lead into our final deliberations, in which the final canonical absolute best anime of the last 5 years, no questions asked, period, the end, exclamation point, is determined. Now, what's in it for you again? We got fabulous prizes from the mystery box that I totally forgot to bring. Oh my god. You could have gotten Family Guy Season 1 on DVD. I totally messed up. I am sorry. I was busy all week and it just totally slipped my mind here. But we only have 3 prizes, unfortunately, so we're tough. Well, we have 4, I guess, but we'll figure it out, guys.
No, 3. I'm sorry. He's got his 1.
I forgot it. So the prizes are actually pretty halfway decent here.
Yes, we have the first 2 volumes of Claymore. We have Redline on DVD.
That's the grand prize in my book. That's a grand prize. And this, I was just looking at this. This is wild here. This is the full manga of Death Note in 1.
Look how thick it is.
It is ridiculously thick. That is a single spine. It is a thick boy in half. Let me turn it off.
That's a juicy thick boy to dummy thick get for a prize.
Very juicy thick boy. So, how do you want to follow along? I will be updating a live Google Doc of all of the entries on the list. And we will also have a marker board over there with our current top 5 runnings. And if you want to, scan the QR code, follow along on Google Docs, or go to that address. And let's get started, I guess. Let's actually do some introductions first, shall we? My name is Tony. I have been doing panels at Anime Detour for, oh my god, like, since, I want to say like 12 years now it's been. My word. It's been ridiculous. It's been a long run here. I don't really have anything cool to promote. I'm just a regular guy doing regular things, weaving it up, trying to get back in anime. I've actually been watching anime like every day for the past, like, ever since the year started. I've kept up on it. I'm back in, baby. Let's go. You, Pete, who are you?
Is my microphone working? All right, cool. I turned it on. Hey, my name is Pete. I host an anime podcast called What Do You Say Anime? Oh, jeez.
Do you want to just share the buzz? Do you want to turn off that mic so we can just share the non-buzzy mic?
That works.
Go. Yeah. Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Pete. I host an anime podcast called What Do You Say Anime? We've been going on for about 5 years. For the last 5 years, I think I've seen about 300 some animes. So.
This is the expert.
So, if you have an opinion on an anime, I'm very looking forward to hearing your opinion on the best anime in the last 5 years. So thank you for coming, and I appreciate you being here. Now, down to you, Ryan. What do you have to say for yourself?
Disco Inferno, baby. My name is Ryan. I also go by 2Bits. I am one half of the Anime Bebe podcast, which I host with my co-host, Mikey, over here. Been a big anime fan for quite a while now. I've been on the convention scene for quite a bit as well. And this year I'm cosplaying the detective from Disco Elysium. And it's been one hell of a convention. And I've got all of you crazy people to thank for all of that.
Brad, down to you.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I am Mikey, otherwise known as Mikey Shiota, and like my good friend Ryan here said, we host a podcast called Anime Bebe, which we review a different anime each and every month. We've been doing this since late 2018, and we recently celebrated 50 episodes, though counting extra specials and stuff like that, we've done way more than that. And I'm also the brainchild of the podcast, so anything we've done, all my ideas. And of course, I'm cosplaying Power from Chainsaw Man.
Yeah, very good stuff. So that's basically who we are. I'm arguably the least credentialed of the crew here, but you know what? As I said before, passion does play a huge role in this, so don't be ashamed. Feel free to share. This is all good fun. We're here to have a good time, have some laughs, have some fun. So, I guess all the intro business is out of the way. So, are we ready to list?
Woo!
What's up?
What about anime that's technically ended within the last 5 years, but are technically part of something that started before 5 years?
That's fine. That is fine. So, you said that. So you were wondering if an anime that has ended in the last 5 years but started before is eligible? Yes, it is. Because the only eligibility requirement is that 1 second of this anime must have aired in the eligibility period. 1 second. If there was a frame that ran past midnight or whatever, it counts. But I don't know if we have a way to figure out exactly what that is. But we're gonna go for it. So, what should we start with is the question. What is the best anime of the last 5 years?
Oh, and how will we have people present it? Do we go over that?
Yes.
Yeah. Who has an argument to make?
What was that one?
All right. Yeah.
Pizza Tower. I know you.
Yes. What am I answering?
Are we
going
to go in the microphone?
What is the best anime of the last 5 years?
Mob Psycho, baby. That's what.
Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho. We've got a good one to start off with.
Okay. Do you want to pitch us on Mob Psycho?
Come up here and give us a pitch into the microphone.
How much time do I have? 90 seconds?
90 seconds.
Let me start the timer here.
Don't think about it, just do it.
You are on. 3, 2, 1.
I love self-growth. I love stories about self-growth. Kids who are lame as hell in the beginning of a story and they recognize their flaws, I want to know where they go up from there. Also, it helps if they have a great impediment, like, hey, this kid's probably coded as super autistic and probably super, super lame in most social situations. I relate to that. Not the autistic part, but that kid is my son, and also is supported by the greatest supporting cast I've seen in like any anime probably my entire life, it feels like. There's also the obviously popular Reagan, big con artist, big old hard gold, but still a con artist. He's my absolute favorite man I've seen still. Animation, music, mood, tone, fluidity. excellent high moments. Very heart-wrenching and absolutely fantastic.
15.
It's available on Crunchy.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 2,
1! Awesome job. Thank you for that. So, number one by default is Mob Psycho 100.
It's what we're starting off with, so it goes at number one. Honestly, it's a good contender for number one. Mob Psycho is legitimately great.
If we're breaking apart seasons, I think I'm really interested to see what other people say, but to me, Mob Psycho is one of the best anime of time. I have Mob tattooed on my arm.
Yeah!
If that means anything to anybody, but thank you for spitting what you were...
Spitting facts.
You were spitting facts.
Straight facts.
Because what you were saying is what I was feeling, so
well,
I appreciate you coming up and letting me know like what you felt about Mob Psycho.
It's one that a lot of people feel passionate for about, like, which is for a very good reason.
Yeah, and I definitely agree. Like, I've only ever seen one season, but even in that one season, I think this is truly a special series, and I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I've only ever seen one season two, but, you know, I do think it should definitely be considered. I mean, if only because, like, I feel like it's definitely a popular show, which does help, and there was definitely some nice passion there in the speech, so, and of course you have him on your arm, so you got mom on your arm. And then Reagan is a wonderful boy, too.
Reagan's my favorite anime character of all time.
Yeah, I like Reagan a lot, too. So, we're gonna go with that as number one right now.
So bring whatever you have.
Number one, what beats Obstacle 100? Does anyone have anything? Yeah, back there. You want to share?
Some tough competition.
Here's the mic.
We believe in you.
We believe in you. No pressure. This is a no pressure zone.
After that declaration of love from Obstacle, I feel like I'm a...
No, what's your...
Bring your love.
I forgot the name.
Oh, yeah, because we need to... Yeah, we need to, like, know who's, like, pitching what.
W-O-O-P. Whoop. Yep, I know you. Yep.
Any moniker whatsoever you want to put forward.
I need a name, because then that way we can determine who gets the prize and call you up and stuff. We'll see if I remember who's who by the end. Let's hear it.
All right, let me cook here. So...
Don't forget the timer.
Okay, so my nomination here is going to be a wonderful, beautiful story, perfect in every aspect of art, animation, music, just the setting, everything. Violet Evergarden.
Yes!
I am very, very passionate about the series. I watched this series after I lost a family member. It was during the pandemic. I was super isolated. I was alone. I was, you know, I'm in like this tiny apartment and I don't have anyone to talk to. And I was like, I'm gonna watch this. And I was like so alone, like just seeing like a character like Violet, someone who is basically empty, has like no thoughts or feelings for herself, learn, you know, what love is, what emotion is, making friends, making community, you know, trying to move past like loss. And I thought it was so beautiful, and like the movies are so good too. Oh my god, like just these beautiful like stories, and you get to like really see into these people's life. Like, I don't know, it feels, you know, so big, especially just, you know, even like letter writing or just like writing down your feelings and like communicating that, or just, I guess, just communicating your direct feelings to someone you love is like super gorgeous. I also cosplay Violet. I love Violet. She's just beautiful. I went to the movie in cosplay. That's my dedication to my girl. She's the best, I think. Beautiful character.
Five.
One of a
four,
kind. Please love Violet Evergarden.
Two.
Thank you.
One. Woo!
That was beautiful. Oh my god. The sound stopped. Okay.
Agree 100%. I actually finished it right before this convention.
I'm sorry.
The series and the film.
I'm starting to tear up, man, at that. Holy crap.
No, the other movies and like the other movie in the OVA are practically like two OVAs, so I just watched like the series and the film.
Oh my god.
I'll get to the other two someday.
Yes.
Man, you got me wanting to watch that now. Damn. That was a really, really moving story. I appreciate you sharing that.
It's a series that stirs up a lot of emotions in people. It really does.
Yeah. So I've seen something like 1,000 anime and Violet Evergarden is my favorite anime of all time. Kind of like what you said, there's been two series that have ever been impacting me as much as Violet Evergarden. That's one, Violet Evergarden, two is Berserk. But kind of like what you said, like what resonates with the story of Violet Evergarden. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because the storytelling of Violet Evergarden is like unlike anything that I've ever seen in anime. So I'm glad you mentioned that, and to me, I think even though I have Mob tattooed on my arm, I would put Violet above Mob Psycho, and I'm glad that we can share the same passion of Violet Evergarden.
Yeah, because we were talking about this. I mean, you were telling me about the show last night, and I like instantly added it to my things I want to watch later, so that might be coming up sooner rather than later, to be dead honest with you.
That's the same for me, too. Like, I haven't seen it yet, but hearing you guys talk about it and hearing you talk about that, it's just like, I can feel the passion. I can feel this is like a really special series for someone, so that's definitely on my short list.
Yeah.
If you want something, if you want something slower and like a bit that's a much slower burn or something, but also like takes a look at loss, but like also like interestingly like linguistics and like how we communicate with other people, how we communicate like our feelings with each other. Like it's got some really great ideas going on there, tied up with like a really good human drama.
And also, I want to say something with Violet Evergarden. If you can't connect to personally with the story, it's Kyoto Animation, so you know that the animation is going to be god tier essentially. The character designs and the music is something unlike anything that you see from like a normal series. So if you haven't seen Violet Evergarden, I would definitely recommend you checking it out. It's a very unique story that's unlike what we see from mainstream anime. So definitely recommend Violet Evergarden. And yeah, to me, it's upper echelon. So I'm interested to see what other people say about like their top anime in the last 5 years.
I think for now, yeah, I would maybe put a vote to put it above Mob Psycho.
I agree. I agree.
Unanimous decision.
I haven't seen it. I don't know anything about it, but that bitch alone was something else. Very, very, very good job.
But we're still in the top three right now. So
I totally forgot. Can I get a name?
Ally, A-L-I.
A-L-I. Gotcha. We'll put you right here. Yeah, it's not saving my format, but we're going to call it. Does anybody else have an anime they want to pitch from the last, you? Yeah. You're up.
I want to pitch Dora Hedora.
Oh,
please.
Okay. Please do.
Yes. I would enjoy that.
Yes.
It's funny because with his... of the very limited selection of anime I've rated as a 10, we are now 3 for 3 in 10 of 10. So I'd love to hear you go for Dora. Or was it Dora or Dora Hedora?
Dora.
Dora Hedora.
Either way, they're a 10. Either way, they're fantastic stories.
But again, we'll have you explain that to us.
1 second. I want to put this as a numbered list like this. I should have done this a little bit ahead of time, but you know what? We are set here. One moment. And what was your name?
Bill.
Bill? Oh, Bill, I can't wait yet. Bill, I can't wait. Ready, and go!
Alright, so if you like Mob Psycho, where there's a bunch of magic users, Doro has that, and there's lots of magic people, there's a whole dimension of magic people, and it looks crazy. But if you ever thought, Violet Evergarden is just too pretty, the landscapes are just too green, well, they have a whole other dimension that the magic users have completely destroyed. And it's dark, you got a murder mystery, you have a guy with a lizard for a head, really just a bunch of dark stuff and people murdering each other. And I agree with the author, I think that meat is much better than mushrooms, so... mushrooms, you can't have them.
You don't have to go all the way, by the way. I'm just saying.
I didn't even think of a few things. I mean, so if you like people with a bunch of different powers, you get to see them. Every magic user has their own unique type. And if you like muscular men and women,
I do.
Help each other.
I do.
There's lots of them. They do it frequently.
Noise. Noise, my girl.
Not me. Not my things here.
Yeah, they also got skinny little peoples, big people. People of all varieties.
All right.
Can I ask a question real quick, though?
Sure.
Yeah.
So MAPPA did this anime. Do you think that the CG hurt the anime in any way in terms of storytelling or in terms of what it like produced in terms of what it put out?
I don't think so. I think I got recommended my friends watch it where we start drinking and I was like, this is great. I watch it sober, drunk. Anyway.
Okay.
Animation doesn't
matter. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
Have you seen Mob Psycho?
A
Okay. Why would you put Doro Hero above Mob Psycho?
I kind of want to say to win, I wouldn't, but that's it has a lot of injuries.
That's a fantastic case.
Yeah.
Mob Psycho I watched first, and I own some of the manga bought straight from Japan, and I really don't think while he was there, and like I love all of it, but this one I watched recently, and I can't wait for a new season that they hopefully get to.
Yo, fingers crossed.
Yeah, that is fair.
I love that argument. That's a good argument.
That is good.
I, of course, have no experience with this, so I'm going to have to take y'all's word for it.
Yes, I can vouch that Dorohedoro is quite good. Now, the one apostrophe I will assign to that is that I still think the manga is better than the anime. That's just me personally, but I think the anime actually did a pretty good job adapting the very grungy and dark aesthetic of the manga, but still retaining all of that like humor and charm because it's a very funny series. It is quite fun, and there's a lot of really good like magic powers to it, you know. But like, it's also seeing all the characters interact with each other. But also, let's not forget, it's also a mystery series as well. There's a very big and very good mystery at the center of Dorohedoro that if you continue on with the series, you will be rewarded with. Like, it's a legitimately good mystery at the center of it. And it's all at the center, and at the center of it all is like a guy with a crocodile head, like a lizard head.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Yeah,
big lizard man.
It's a guy with a lizard head who's like got a tiny man inside his mouth, and he bites people's heads, and he tells them like, "Hey, are you the one that like the little tiny man in my head is looking for?"
Yeah.
And if they say no, he bites their heads off. And it's, and
how is this crocodile head like a thing? Is it like
I don't really know.
That's the mystery.
Okay, so it just is.
A wizard
it's just
did.
A thing.
Literally, a wizard did it.
Wizard.
That's what it's all about. Wizards do everything.
I like crocodile heads and stuff. You mentioned muscular men and like stuff. Do you have an example? I want to see.
Not even muscular men, muscular women.
No. Yeah,
both.
Any character to look up. I want to see something.
Noi. I got him.
Noi?
We got him.
Yeah.
N-O-I. Okay. We can do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of the way there, if you would.
Nice.
Yes.
That's some beef. That sways me.
She's taller than her male counterpart, who's also tall and also beefy.
Yeah, her partner is also hot too.
Okay.
Shin's a hot.
Shin's very hot.
I like the glasses. Bias, obviously.
Wait, whoa. She has glasses?
No, Shin. Her.
Oh, Shin. Let me look at Shin.
Were the glasses gonna turn even better? I mean, I don't see some glasses.
Obviously, I'm biased, but like.
Me too. I just don't wear them.
I do think that they are two different types of stories. Where
I like it.
Where Mob Psycho is more coming of age, something similar like Fooly Cooly, where you're accepting like who you are as like a person.
Okay.
Dorohedoro to me, this might be a hot take, but it's like Chainsaw Man, but it's good.
Them spite words.
Did you finish the manga? Because you're wrong. I'm all hell with you, dude.
Sorry.
You got power right
that's
here.
That's been listening to me, and we're done. I don't even think Chainsaw Man is bad. I just think Dorohedoro is on level. I love Dorohedoro. The mystery between the magic that they use and kind of like the different dimensions that they have in the anime is kind of unlike anything I've ever seen in anime, especially for how much anime I've seen. To me, it's like, when you think of like magic and horror, this is like the staple for me, but like I can see how other people view other properties as well, but I love your pick. It's,
Might I point out that this is on the Tall Women Wiki?
Tall Women Wiki.
But I don't want to dive too deep because, like, other people have other opinions based off, like, how they feel. And I love the Violet Evergarden pick because that to me is, like, that. But, like, other people have other different, like, connections to other anime, so I want to hear that before we, like, jump into what we think is, like, the best of the best.
I feel like...
I know you're reaching. I'm going to get to you. Don't worry.
Feeling like we put Dorohedoro maybe ahead of Mob just based on... Just based on the Tall Woman Wiki
alone. Can I get a redo on my speech?
You can at the end.
We'll get a rebuttal. Save it for the closing argument.
Believe me, as somebody who has Mob tattooed on their arm, I feel you.
I didn't know what I was up against in terms of arguments.
But like, so
that's why we have the closing round.
Listen, okay. We're Steph Curry right now. We're 3-for-3 shooting from beyond the arc. Like, we are killing it right now. So. Props to everybody's taste in the audience. You guys are killing it.
All right.
Yeah, but time to take it. Let's go.
We're going to get to you. But that guy's been itching.
Yeah.
That dude's been fiending.
You have an argument to make? Let's hear it.
All right. It's going to feel like a basic ass one, but.
No, basic
that's
is
fine.
Fine.
Hey, we invited. We invited.
There's a reason.
What's your name?
Jordan.
All right.
Gotcha.
We're breaking the top three here, folks.
All right.
We're breaking the top three. The prizes are on the line.
All right, so this may feel a little basic, but we're going to go with Castlevania.
Ooh, that's an interesting choice.
Super good,
all
right.
I need to write down your thing.
That's basic. Yeah, no worries.
I can't spell. I need to restart the time, too, because that is on. And you are on.
Okay, arguably, Castlevania is probably the best adaptation of a video game other than maybe Edgerunners, but Edgerunners is just better than video game than its video game in the first place. It has the arguably one of the best voice casts you can find in any anime. It's got some amazing animation fight scenes. The music's pretty good as well. Arguably some of the best villains you're going to find in any anime, period. I mean, please tell me. Can you tell me that Dracula in this is not one of the best villains that you're going to find in any anime? He's sympathetic, maybe crazy, absolutely, but you have to feel for the crazy bastard. Let's see. Also, in general, in terms of redemption and finding yourself, it does a really great job of like for Alucard, Trevor, and everyone figuring out where they are, who they are, because. I mean, Trevor starts off as a loser. He's a loser. And by the end of it, he's a hero. A wreck, but a hero. Alucard finds his way, and so do the necromancers. And, yeah.
All right. I don't have any questions.
Okay. I'm going to need you to defend your take.
Okay.
Because in the last 5 years, to me, and you can disagree.
All right.
The best thing that Netflix has produced is Arcane.
They didn't produce it.
Well, they...
They hosted it, didn't they?
They hosted it.
Yeah.
They directed it.
Oh, I would absolutely have put that as an anime, except that I was trying... It's kind of a question of whether that would even count as an anime.
I would have shot it down.
Well, Castlevania is also different, but, like, I want to hear your take. Why would you put... First of all, would you put Castlevania above Arcane?
God, no. I would. I would. I'd put it above Arcane.
I think that's fun, but like, okay.
I would put it above it. I've watched Arcane, so I...
Okay, so yeah. How about second question? How would you put Arcane above other anime that came out in the last 5 years? Like, why is... Castlevania, my apologies.
Okay.
Why would Castlevania be above something... other than what has came out in the last 5 years.
Let's see.
All right, so when... A lot of it comes down to it's a story about characters. In terms of plot, it's nothing special. It's a hero's journey, and you see the fall of villains. But in general, you're just seeing the development of all these characters and becoming who they are. Like the Isaac and the other necromancers, they start off as these terrible human beings who are completely lost. Like, they're they are monsters. But by the end of it, they've kind of figured themselves out and have, I can't say become good people because they're still necromancers, but they figured themselves out, yes. And like Alucard, Trevor, Sypha was always amazing from the beginning, but Alucard and Trevor have become genuine heroes despite all their flaws, and have kind of become from where they were, where they started off as kind of losers. Like, they're losers, and became genuine heroes by the end of it.
Okay, all right. I do like that.
Well, for me, yes, that's one I've actually seen, but I've only seen the first season, and I saw it on the flight to Otakon, and I forgot everything about it, so...
You're missing out on three better seasons.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it does build up on that. I think it does actually get better as it goes along. Yeah. Although I think it stumbles a little bit with like structure in like seasons 3 and 4 a bit. Like, it kind of stumbles along the way there, but I still think, like, animation-wise, it presents a lot of, like, really well-directed action. You're right, the characters, like, the main characters are absolutely fantastic. Trevor, Sypha, Alucard, they're all absolutely delightful people.
Yeah.
Very funny, very relatable with their struggles, you know? And the villains are also just gloriously evil, like, they're just really entertaining to watch. In particular, I love the one necromancer, Isaac, in particular. His journey from being, like, a servant of Dracula who would like obey every order to like someone who takes a hold of their own destiny and wants to put in the world what they believe a like kind and just world would be, and kind of learning that like there's so much more he could put in the world than what Dracula put in. I think that is actually probably like, in my opinion, the best story in that whole series.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
I think it's a good point. Yeah. I think it's a very
good point. Yeah. I hate to say it, but I don't know if it, I think it's not, I wouldn't put it at a Mob Psycho.
At the moment, I would place it at spot 4.
A solid spot. Solid.
But wait, you'll get your chance to defend it.
You'll get your chance. I'm going
to
put it there.
If you would like to.
I'm also going to
thank you, though. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that was good.
Good thing to think about it. All right. We had you back there.
Giorno.
Giorno.
Giorno?
Giorno.
I'm just going to put down Giorno.
You said movies are okay?
Movies are perfectly fine.
Movies are fine.
But you'll have to like, very stiff competition, but I'm willing to hear you out. All
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
Just as long as it's not like part of a series.
Yes.
You know? Yo, your name is great. I don't care what anyone says.
Yes, we're calling you Giorno.
That's crazy.
And go.
Eo. Is one of the greatest works of film of all time. It is an act of protest, and it revolves around censorship, which is one of the most relevant things to a global issue in the last 5 years, I think, in particular. And while it's set in like Shogunate era, like 1400s Japan, right? And it has so many parallels to now. So basically, it revolves around a performer who was, okay, here, so, okay, I'm good, it's a lot, there's a lot going on, but it is someone who is performing to the people of Japan to try to tell the stories that have been censored by the shogunate that they're trying to, it's about war history, and also, very importantly, is voiced by a up-and-coming artist in Japan. Her name is Abu-chan, who is trans and mixed race and is an absolute icon, and I think represents a lot of like progressive ideals, and having her being the title role of the movie, also just in, like the gender queerness in the movie and how it parallels transness and the censorship, and gosh, it just, it's like magical realism. Dude, there's something, I can't like put it all together in one thing, but it is truly one of the greatest films of all time, coming from the great mind behind Tatami Galaxy. Like,
sorry. That was great.
So, as somebody who has seen all of Yusa's work, I think Inuo kind of revolutionized what he is portraying in media. It's unlike anything that I have seen other than, if you've seen Across the Universe, it's like the Beatles live action, where they kind of like portray the Beatles throughout time as they grow as artists. Annual kind of does that as like a personal growth throughout time. And in terms of storytelling, it's unlike anything that we've seen in anime right now. I love that pick. I don't know if it's my favorite movie of the last 5 years, but it's up there. Man, I gotta think about that, but that's a fantastic pick. I just think in terms of like, if you're a fan of like technical things, like storytelling, sound design, visuals, especially with Yusa with Science-Saru, it's honestly like the next level stuff. It's stuff that you expect from like Kyo no Annie, or something that you expect from like a MAPPA, or something that you expect from a Comics Wave from like, oh my god, I'm blanking. The guy who does like Garden of Words and Your Name. It's that
Shinkai.
Shinkai, sorry.
Yeah.
My apologies. It's that level of animation as well. When you can portray the visual storytelling that Inuo does, it's honestly, I mean, now that I think about it, it's like, it's so good. It's one of, I love your pick. It's one of the best, not even films, but just properties of the last 5 years. So I don't know if anybody has anything to.
I'll say right now, like, inclusivity and, like, representation goes a long way for me. And, like, if it's everything as good as you say as it is, like, I think it's worth, I think it's worthy of a high spot on the list.
That alone.
You really sold me on that one.
Yeah.
The music is so good. Oh my god, the whale is so good.
The whale!
The whale is so good.
I am a massive fan of Yuasa, and that's just something I haven't got to because it just never came, it just never played where I live, but everything I have heard about Inuo, and I didn't know about like all the trans and gender stuff that is portrayed. I didn't know any of that. It rockets it up to the stuff to like the top of my list. I'm very interested in that. And you know what? I'm angling for it to go number one.
Can I ask one question real quick?
Have you seen Wonder Egg Priority?
No.
Okay, never mind. In fact, hold up here. Your
pitch of Inuo here, if I go to my email box, check. I just bought it on Amazon.
Yeah,
there it is. It'll be here on Monday. I'm excited.
If you ever get the opportunity to see it in theaters, it is so different.
It's mind-blowing. It's so good.
It is an experience.
Don't do drugs before.
I did. I'm sorry. I will admit I did do drugs before seeing that movie.
You did.
Nice. My bad.
That's awesome.
I wanted a number one or number two. I'm sorry. I want it.
Yeah, I would kind of agree.
Do you have any thoughts on it?
I have not personally seen it myself yet, but like that was a solid pitch for someone who hasn't seen it yet.
I would personally put it at number two.
Okay.
Because I think personal connection to media is so cool that to me, that Violet Evergarden is one.
You know what?
That's a good one.
Yo, to each their own.
You know what? I think there's only one way to argue that, to figure out this tie here. We're gonna go heads, Inuo, Violet Evergarden.
We got 10 minutes left.
Yep. Oh, flip a coin.
And Mob Psycho. Top 30. And Mob Psycho. Mob Psycho's gonna be included. Don't worry. I got you.
No, it's not gonna. Flip a coin.
That's what we're deciding it by.
Wait, before
it's Inuo. Inuo's number one. That's what came up.
But we're not done. Does anybody else have any?
Oh,
never
mind.
Okay, Shane, I'm sorry.
I have one anime to recommend.
Bring it.
Go
up.
For it.
Let's hear it.
Oh, so this is not.
I'd love to hear it.
We're gonna start speeding things up here, I think, because we're getting low on time.
Okay, go ahead. And go!
We all know how sad the last few years have been.
Yep.
We all know how hard our two people, yes. A cat and a man, live together, work on their trauma, and find out love for self and love of others can bring so many new experiences to your life. Now, I don't know about you, my cat has changed my life, so if you need a reminder of the beauty of living and relationships, that is my recommendation. I don't think it's better than anything listed, but it's something that we all need.
Okay.
That's good. That's good. I like that finish.
That's good. That's good.
Good job.
I kind of got the interest in you to get a cat.
Right? Exactly.
That's good. I love cats, so I'm just going to.
Also, it's only one season, Crunchyroll and Funimation.
Ah, so easily digestible.
Has anyone else seen that, or no?
So,
I saw like one, two episodes of it.
I've seen it.
I've seen it, and as much as I love the show, it's bunched into the genre of slice of life, where I don't think it puts itself outside of that like box, where I think something like Yakuza Guy at the babysitting, laid-back camp, Super Cub, there are other slice of life that like elevates itself above that. I do love A Roommate Is a Cat, but however, I am definitely allergic to cats, so I'm a little biased.
Mm, so that knocks it down, you think?
I'm not gonna say, because the show itself is great, because it does put itself in terms of like personality, where like you want somebody else in your life, but it's not a human being.
Rachel.
Yes, and I think that's super cool. I think that's great. However, I can't personally relate to that, and that's my problem with it. But I do think the show is fantastic. In the last 5 years, I think it's one of the best slice of life that's ever been created.
Yes.
But I don't think it puts itself above something like. Like laid-back camp, or
I just like oh, just of the non-magical, more realistic relationships.
Yeah, that's relatable.
Yeah. Very down.
Sure. I think that's a fantastic pick. But if we were going
to, here,
unfortunately for the show, I think we have four juggernauts on the board.
Like I said, I don't think it's better than anything.
That's okay. That's
just
fine.
A good.
I think it's a great pick, and I love it.
I'm biased towards cats.
That was a good pick.
I'm biased towards cats. I'm putting it at number 5. Executive decision. Next, anyone else?
Anybody else have a Shane?
Yes.
Yo.
Oh, you know?
I know Shane.
All right.
Should we make this the last one?
That's my boy.
We have time.
We got like 6-7 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Oh, hold
on.
Go.
Wait.
Go ahead.
Vinland Saga. Yay! Hey.
If you have never seen Vinland Saga, or if you have any interest in historical fiction in any way, or anything having to do with Vikings or their conquest of England, it is a fantastic piece of media. There's very little stories within all of anime that compares in terms of epic scale of Vinland Saga. It follows the story of a young child that loses so many family members and grows up as a child warrior within this group of Vikings that is helping King Canute rise to power during the early 11th century, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's such an epic tale. You watch him go through so much great loss and turmoil, and you see him rise above that and through the ranks, and it is a story about pain and perseverance and just the things that come with loss and war and the damage it causes, not only to the people impacted by war, like communities and such, but also the people that are participating in war as well. It is such a great commentary on war in general, and just the damage it causes to anyone involved or around it. In addition to that, it also has one of the best character reveals towards the end of the series, Ashlad. Such a fantastically
felt
written
best.
Character.
It's felt best.
The best character reveal I've seen in almost any media, and it.
I love Vikings, so like that's pretty awesome. That's a pretty good sell.
Okay.
let me just say this. In terms of anime, the only character I have above Asquad in terms of best characters in anime history is Reagan. And that's because he made me laugh. Asquad is one of, if not the best characters in fiction, period. How he portrays his Welsh heritage is, it honestly feels like something out of like a history book, but we're getting it in terms of manga or anime form where we can consume it, I feel like, a little bit better. Everything you said about Vinland Saga, even though we are friends, I agree with you. Vinland Saga to me is just an immaculate form of media. How it portrays not only the war between like the Danish and the English, but the personal like perseverance of Thorfinn is one of, if not the best in like storytelling history. To me, I love it. I mean, if I was biased, I'd put it at number two.
It's not going to number two. I don't know. I'm sorry.
We can debate about this.
Do you have anything?
I mean, I just like Vikings, and like, yeah, I like a good one told with them, so like, I would place
like
the
Vikings.
I'd place them like, you know, in a decent spot on the list. I'd probably put it above My Roommate Is a Cat. Just like Mob Psycho.
So this just doesn't sound like my thing, is the thing.
Okay, so as much as I love the Mob Choir for like the OPs and the EDs, Survive Said Prophet and the first OP of season one of Vinland Saga.
It can't beat it, I'm sorry.
Is honestly a top 10 OP of all time, and I will die.
Mukanchu is good.
It's so good. This guy gets it. I love Dorahedro. Don't get me wrong. I put it at three.
Any objections?
Me personally, I would actually swap Mob Psycho and Dorohedoro, mainly because Mob Psycho has Studio Bones, Dorohedoro has MAPPA. Bones over MAPPA in my book, in terms of animation.
I don't disagree.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that one
as
well.
It's just that one thing that just.
But where's
that
Vinland Saga? Vinland Saga is Wit Studio, which did not only the first three seasons of Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
You know, I do not like that show. The animation itself is fantastic.
Okay.
It also did Meg's Anxious Bride. It did Breaking of Kings.
They worked in Spy Family.
Well, it did a crossover with CloverWorks with that animation, but it's a top tier studio. Man, I love it. I think it's incredible. I would put it at number three personally.
You know what?
I mean, ultimately, Tony, it's whatever you feel in your heart, you know?
Well, it's tough, because, like, Inuel, I think, like, in general, the themes that it touches is very timely to what we are experiencing in our world. And so, where it's number one, I completely agree. With Violet Evergarden, it's more of, like, a traditional series.
All right, you win. I don't know, like, we didn't have as many entries as I was thinking we were going to have, but, like, we can still get more. Does anyone want to throw anything else in the hat? Yes.
Do I just say it? Or
don't say Demon Slayer.
I wasn't.
Okay.
Do I got to do a timer thing, or just say whatever?
Spit.
All right.
Go.
I'm just going to say Dr. Stone, like...
Oh, that is
I think that like they did a fantastic job of just like teaching people in an entertaining way. And I don't care if you don't like that. I've seen a dude get tased with batteries he made from nothing. It's awesome.
Sure.
Yes, he makes a taser in a time where there's no electricity. He gets people together and working together to build a society slowly over time. Now, the main character, this is Senku, who's just, like, this, like, very... He's a character that's very, like, convenience, like, I want to say. Like, he just has all the knowledge he needs to survive in that situation. But where it's really great is that if you were somebody who like society collapsed and you just like watched some of this show, you would know some stuff that could help you build a very rudimentary society. And I think that's really cool. Like he, like the moment where he gives the little girl glasses for the first time, and the moment where he gives this dude, they had this like thing called fuzzy sickness, they didn't know what it meant, like their eyesight would start going away, they just had astigmatisms. And he knew what that was immediately, he invented glass to get people to see. And it was beautiful, I just wanted to like cry because she could see stuff right for the first time. I'm just saying, like Dr. Stone's got a lot of good stuff going on, and it actually has real like physicists and scientists and like chemists and stuff actually speeding information to the mangaka so that they can actually write this stuff. And it's great, like, give it a shot.
Okay, you sold me. I'm there. I want to see this.
Well, I have seen Dr. Stone, and I can't vouch for a lot of that. Like, part of the fun of that series is just, like, it's just, like, recalling all of, like, the high school science you ever learned and being like, I remember that. My teacher taught me that. But also seeing it applied to like shonen fights, like
Yeah. They
have shonen fights over like who can like revive or like bring back like technologies from the past, and it's really awesome.
When they built a cell phone, was dope.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Was it there?
Yes.
Was it? Okay.
Yes, it was dope.
So, yeah, it is quite inspirational.
They built a tank, dude.
They did.
Okay, my hot take is that how they built the tank in Star Wars was trash.
I disagree.
I don't want to be like. I hate being the elitist, but like, it's so shonen bullshit.
Who gives a crap?
How does it? How does it like go above Jujutsu Kaisen? How does it go above
Because it sounds cool.
Because cool things are cool.
Okay. I absolutely agree with like the cool things are cool, but like how Dr. Stone's kind of like Deus Ex Machina's stuff into building a tank is a little like extra, which is fine. But like, if we're talking about the best five anime in the last 5 years, unfortunately, it's not even close to me.
All right, I disagree.
I'm sure you're right.
Yes, but I disagree.
No, I know we just met, but I love you.
But for me, I'm.
This is, okay, even though I don't like My Hero Academia, how do you put it like above the cultural importance of like My Hero Academia or something like Black Clover, where even though the story itself may not be okay.
Don't get me started.
You're losing. But you're losing me.
I'm losing
myself. But like the importance of those stories have impacted like the West. So much more than something like Dr. Stone.
Alright, I will agree. Dr. Stone is not my favorite. I will admit it. However, what it does bring is it brought the joy of science back to me. I don't care so much for the story, but how they use the technology they currently have, such as stone tools, and how they work together to remake just so exciting is far more interesting than any zombie apocalypse where they don't know how to build jack shit.
I would personally agree. However, it feels like so. You guys can absolutely disagree with me.
I want to see this.
I want to see this.
It's really good.
It feels like,
go ahead.
If anyone has seen Promare,
it rules.
Yeah.
Where they literally designed a robot named Deus Ex Machina to beat like the next level. That's what Dr. Stone is to be.
Alright, yes, listen,
it rules in Pro Man.
No, listen to me. You are looking at the wrong way. I think you're like looking at this at an angle of comparison to a lot of other things that are not quite.
No, hold on.
Because you've given me a lot of other things that are like not quite the same. Like the thing about Dr. Stone that's really great. It's, I would compare it more to like watching like Magic School Bus, but shonen. Like for real. Like it's like
no,
it's
that's
like
good. That's
so
good.
So like, because the thing is like, it doesn't matter if it's Deus Ex Machina that gets them out of the kid's body. It's like, hey,
guess what's really freaking cool that could sell, save us in a situation is this one invention. And they don't just get it out of nowhere. They take an entire arc just to build the cell phone. They take an entire arc to find like hydrochloric acid. They like go and do the actual research and archaeology. They had to find someone strong enough to go do the work in the rocks. They had to build a siphon to save somebody during the expedition. They had all these different like inventions that got them to the big invention, and they would take each step there. And they give you the history on how they found these inventions.
Okay, how would you compare it to like something like Cells at Work?
Cells at Work, I'd say it's a little bit different because like Cells at Work is a little bit more like Osmosis Jones. Cells at Work is more like a story about an anthropomorphization, teaching people about how the human body works in a very like easy to understand way. Like it feels way more, that feels way more like a middle school, like, hey, this is how your body works. Where Dr. Stone feels like a, hey guys, this is a pretty interesting setting. And this is how you would survive this setting. And also, hey guys, like that stuff you learned in school, like here's how you could actually apply it. Because you apply these signs to different things, okay. And here's how you could actually get to these things. And here's why we know how to do these things. They would, like Senku will just give you this huge like thing where he explains, hey, this is why we know what this is and how it works. This is why we need to get gunpowder, because we need to use other inventions that are really important to like healthcare. And it's like, it's great. Like
I guess my biggest problem with like Dr. Stone was like, well, like you said, with like gunpowder was like, yeah, we need to find this material. Funny enough, it's 20 feet away from our camp. It's like, well, wow.
Well,
who would have thought?
Yeah, sorry, I'll stop.
No, you're good.
Yeah, we're running low on time.
It's
like...
fun. Running out of time. You got 30 seconds. Go.
Wait, what?
Go.
I have 30 seconds. I mean, I would put it above Dorohedoro. I think I would put it in the fourth spot place. I think it's actually pretty great.
What the hell?
That was pretty inspirational to me, at least. Final decision rests with you, Tony.
In terms of what I want to watch, it should go above Vinland Saga. It should go at number 3, but I'm willing to settle for number 4. Mikey, what do you think?
I would have to agree. I definitely like it more than Dorohedoro, though. Is it better than Mob? That's the big question.
No,
I'll give you that.
We're going above. We're putting it here.
Putting it there.
Now,
so it's really the top 3.
This is the ranking as of now. Let me hit this here. Objections?
against what? With the list right now? What should we...
Like, what should we raise higher?
Mob Sweep, that's what!
Mob Psycho, I think Mob Psycho should go higher.
Yeah, I agree. Mob Psycho needs to go higher.
Why?
Way higher.
I want self-growth that no one else can provide. It beats out Dorohedoro in animation. It beats it out in imagination.
I agree.
It beats it out in absolute character growth. Everyone here is absolutely valid in their own right, but it's absolutely important to me. It saved me. It let me see myself grow. It let me see a man grow. A boy go into a teen, and let me see a shining hope for the future. Something that I can't see for about the 70% of this list.
Okay.
Also, less people die.
Less people die.
I'm going to back them up.
You want a positive journey. No one dies, but you get to see it fulfilled in the greatest way. This is your show.
I'll say it right now. I think it deserves a number 3 spot. Like, it's
you know
absolutely
fantastic.
I agree
fantastic. With that because I love the first season a lot.
I've heard so many stories about how inspirational it was and how it, like, brought people out of their, like, shell. Like, that means a lot to me to, like, know that it's touched that many.
That makes it go a long way.
Yes.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Any objections? Can we get more arguments for Dorohedoro?
Can you say why Dorohedoro is better than Mob Psycho?
I don't have any arguments against Mob Psycho, but I want to take Vinland Saga down a peg.
Let's hear about it. I'm here. I'm all ears. What do you got?
I think that the main character does not have any progression over the 12 episodes.
That's a hot
and I have to watch a kid cry for that long to get to the best character was sad to watch. And I can only hope that season 2 gets better.
And that's putting some doubt in me, so yeah.
That's a little tough because he literally watched his father get hurt, so...
Okay, but
not only that, but he also gets adopted by the people that killed his father.
Not look at
this situation.
I'm biased because I'm watching season two because I've seen the progression of Thorfinn. But if we're specifically season one.
Alright, so
how he watches his father get murdered and then he literally gets adopted as
if we're talking full anime, if it's a single season, I would have said Promised Neverland.
Season two doesn't exist. That's a good
point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are over time right now. I'm going to give ourselves 2 minutes and we are going to figure this out starting now.
Okay. So, how are we doing this?
What do we want to do with this? Are we happy? I'm happy.
I would say that's good enough.
I'm willing to sell it.
I
want
Castlevania Empire,
but that's fine.
I think if season 2 of Villain Saga finished this season, it would probably above Mob Psycho, but because I have literally Mob tattooed on my arm, I would
put that helps
Villain Saga.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Villain Saga tells a story that is...
Expansive
is a great word, but like... Just the trajectory of Thorfinn is really unlike seen in like what we see in anime and manga, to be honest. It's really unlike, personally, for someone who has consumed a lot of this media, very unique, where Mob is more of like a coming of age story told extremely well, where like his story is...
In 39 episodes.
Yeah, because like even like something like Fooly Cooly, where it's like, you know, coming of age, but it's like puberty. That I think that's told very well. But like Mob is more of like a great human who is
actualization, self-actualization.
Yes. Yes. Self-actualization is a fantastic word. If I had to pick between the
we're
two,
we're picking down. This is basically it.
If we're talking right now, I'm sorry. There's one. I put Vinland above Mob Psycho.
No!
No, I'm not doing that.
I would honestly disagree. I'm sorry.
Okay, you're beaten. You're beaten.
Based on the arguments.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Shane.
Okay. So,
Mob Psycho's great. I won't argue that. However,
Can we argue? Sorry,
we're out of time.
That's it. We are out of time. Oh my god.
I'll say something that really came out.
This is the list of the best anime of the last 5 years. Period. Fun cutting your prizes. Now, before you go, we need to talk here. Promote yourselves again, everyone.
Anime Baby Podcast.
Anime Baby!
Yeah, I also a weekly anime podcast called Wednesday Anime. If you're a fan of anime and just everything in general, the sphere, check us out.
Wednesday anime Baby. Lockdown, next weekend, live on Twitch. We got 16 hours of panels. Wow!
Yes, online commission.
Join.
It'll
be fun.
Check it out.
Woo!
Thank you so much.